we go now. FM.
Afternoons with Annie. 94.3
Radio 1. I think the reason I chose to speak about the mind is because in the beginning of the week, we need to be clear about a lot of things.
Unmind Matters.
Internationally renowned clinical psychologist, Dr. Radhika Bapat, on Unmind Matters on Afternoons with Annie. Hey, good to have you back.
It's great to be here as usual.
We've got a very interesting subject to talk about today, and that is to do with compassion. But the term radical compassion that you mentioned a little while ago, that is something you want to point out because there are certain influences we can take, certain learnings we can keep, and maybe some evolution, you know, that will continue to happen as we go along. So tell us more, Doc.
I came across this very popular book called Radical Compassion by this author called Tara Brach. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. And this is a concept. It struck me that I had learned long ago in a form of therapy called as dialectical behavior therapy. What I like so much about radical compassion is the word radical, simply because compassion does not come easily to us. Also in India, it's not culturally normal for us to say love yourself. But adding the focus, I mean, having to focus less on love and more on, let's say, unconditional acceptance, I think that comes a bit easier. So if you go into Samkhya philosophy, its essence speaks of how reality consists of two opposite but equally balanced principles. And I think many of us have heard of Prakriti and Purusha, where one is changeable, it's impermanent, it's active, and the other is timeless and pure awareness. So Western psychologists speak of, you know, consciousness, ego boundaries, and surrendering to the moment. We in India speak of cultivation of this unconditional acceptance through the various stages of yoga, you know, and consistency or routine in doing the same. So this means, for instance, working on self-control, on routines, on the do's and don'ts of actions, on your posture, on your breathing, on restraint, on withdrawal, all of these things. And obviously nothing is going to happen overnight. So in some ways, you're loving yourself into healing, because this is a process that's happening over time. The self is all encompassing for me personally. I don't know where it begins. I don't know where it ends. So in a way, this theory of radical compassion, I think, westernizes this idea, and it sort of asks you to pause for presence and say yes to what's here, to rest in awareness.
Radical compassion and the philosophies that we know of or are remotely aware of, Western philosophies and Eastern philosophies, and how we need to learn to look at it in a different lens. More on this when we return on the other side. Don't go anywhere. The subject we're talking about today is radical compassion and a different viewpoint of what it is, with internationally renowned clinical psychologist, Dr. Radhika Bapat. This is Afternoons with Annie. Stay tuned.